As recently as a decade ago, some people in the medical field thought we were facing a shortage of pharmacists. Since then, some new pharmacy schools have opened, and now some people worry if there could be too many pharmacists, and it will be tougher for new graduates to land jobs. Here to talk about that is Timothy Albrick. He's a professor at Northeast Ohio Medical University College of Pharmacy. That's one of Ohio's new pharmacy schools. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you. Excited to be here.
What does demand look like right now here in Ohio?
Yeah, so demand in Ohio right now, looking at the data that's put out by the pharmacy manpower group, is showing that we're pretty close to a point of supply and demand being equal, although that's very highly dependent based on the region and which one is practicing. So we're certainly proud to be here in Northeast Ohio, where we have healthcare innovation leaders with the Cleveland Clinic, University Hospitals, and others. And so we're continuing to see lots of success with our graduates in terms of job placement. Nationally, we're seeing a trend towards a greater supply than the demand, but still we're at a relatively equal point at this time.
How many students will you graduate then, and do you normally graduate each year?
So here at NeoMed, we graduate approximately 75 students within our College of Pharmacy. You know, other colleges, it may be around that number. Some are in the hundreds.
Are the students getting multiple offers?
Yeah, they are. You know, our graduates, and again, this is highly dependent on the region, where they're going, where they're willing to move or not move. If you look at some of the national data, there still are specific parts of the country that there's a greater demand than others. So, for example, if you look at some of the regions in the South versus the Northeast, I alluded to the fact that here in Ohio, we're at a relatively equilibrium point. But I think we have some really exciting things that are happening in Ohio with the evolution of the role of the pharmacist that's going to create new job opportunities. And so depending on the factors of the candidate, where they're willing to move, just to give you some data here of our graduates from the class of 2017, at this point, 93% of them are either in postgraduate residency training or they're practicing as a pharmacist. So we're still seeing success right now in terms of getting out into practice.
Your school has one of the newer pharmacy programs in Ohio.
Yeah, so we're actually getting ready to graduate this May. We're going to be graduating our eighth class of students. Our eighth cohort is about to walk across the stage for graduation. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary of the college being open last year.
Are there fewer students trying to get into a pharmacy school today?
There are fewer students trying to get into pharmacy today. We have seen somewhat of a downward trend in the number of applicants going into pharmacy school that we've seen over the last 5 years. And as I mentioned, we've obviously also seen a growth in the number of pharmacy schools. And I think it's important to go back to, you know, 10 years ago, as I look at the pharmacy job supply data, pharmacists 10 years ago were in great demand. And there was projected to be a very significant shortage of pharmacists that were going to be needed to fill that workforce. And so we've been able to fill that demand, and we're now simultaneously seeing the role of the pharmacist grow. And I think there's really two ways to look at this. One way to look at this is to say, you know, oh my goodness, we have too many graduates coming out. We don't have enough jobs. And I think the other way to look at it is that we see the role of the pharmacist expanding and growing, and we see new opportunities coming.
What are those opportunities for pharmacists?
One of the fastest growing areas of pharmacy practice right now is actually pharmacists that are out into the ambulatory care setting. So working in a physician practice, as one example, working in the insurance industry and trying to really help control some of the rises that we're seeing in drug costs and so forth. And as we know, there's a significant shortage of primary care physicians, and pharmacists are in a great position to help fill that demand and help support physicians and other healthcare providers in that role. And we're lucky to be in a state in Ohio that we have a very progressive practice act, thanks to the work of the colleges and the state pharmacy organizations that allow the pharmacists to really practice at the top of their license. And I think we're just starting to really see that take off, that we're going to see some new job opportunities expand into some of those other practice settings, like I mentioned, in the ambulatory care setting.
The opioid epidemic has shined a light on the abuse of some prescriptions. Has that affected the job outlook for pharmacists in any way?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't necessarily see that as a tie directly to the job outlook for pharmacists. What I do see, though, is a massive opportunity for pharmacists to really be at the center of that solution. And we know that, obviously, the pharmacist, specifically your community pharmacist, is your central point of dispensing those medications. They're the ones that are going to identify some of those issues. They're the ones that are positioned to be able to see what your primary care doctor is doing, see what the specialist is doing, and really to identify and resolve issues as they come.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Timothy Albrick with Northeast Ohio Medical University. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.